Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, for many people, prayer is a means of connecting with something greater, someone greater than themselves, or sometimes they even say it's a higher power. And it depends on who you are, or really, you know, if you're a Christian, you're talking about God. If you're a Muslim, maybe you're talking about Allah. If you're one of those Scientologists, I'm not sure who you're talking to. Others believe it's the universe and so forth. It's a way to tap into a source of wisdom, guidance, and strength beyond one's physical abilities and realm. Today we're going to be speaking about prayer, especially in the context of a virtual prayer experience with God. And joining us will be the man behind it. We've got in studio today, Mr. Etu Maboye. Mr. Maboye, good afternoon and welcome to Adventist World Radio.
Derek, thank you so much for having me.
Only a pleasure, sir. Thank you for coming through. Really appreciate you.
It's all an honor and pleasure to be here, and thank you so much once again.
Wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. So we're going to be talking about a virtual prayer experience, and maybe one of our listeners is saying, virtual prayer experience, what is that? What are we talking about when we say virtual prayer experience?
We have what we call the virtual prayer ministry.
Okay.
And the virtual prayer ministry has three areas and programs that are running.
All right.
We have the first one that is running every Sunday, 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
5 p.m. until 6 p.m. And that's where our viewers come online.
Mm-hmm.
They bring their petitions. We always have a guest.
Okay.
Who shares the word, encourages the viewers, and a season of prayer where people can just throw their burdens, life, and we pray over those issues.
Okay.
Coming from financial issues, marital problems, people looking for business opportunity or employment opportunity, praying for addictions and all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the second part of the virtual prayer ministry, which is called the Prayer at 5.
Okay.
So it's more for sustainability throughout the week. It runs from Sunday morning every 5 a.m. Every morning 5 a.m. We actually start 4 a.m., you know,
with
prayers, special prayers. Of course, in that space, it's fewer people coming on board.
Okay.
But from 5, it's a devotion, always with a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we have prayers, you know, in separate rooms. Breakout.
Okay. So you then have individuals. All right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then people can just come there, have a prayer warrior praying with them on a particular matter that is of concern to them. And the third program that we are running at the virtual prayer ministry is the what we call the Hour of Gratitude and Praise. It runs weekly as well.
Okay.
The Sunday one, but it's on Sabbath morning, Saturday, from 7 a.m. until 8 a.m. So it's where we share testimonies.
Mm.
People come, instead of sharing their prayer requests and petitions, they share what the Lord has done for them.
All righty. I like that. So give us now a rundown. You said you've got three. Let's start. The first one is the 5 p.m.
The first one on Sunday afternoon or evening, 5 p.m., it's what we call the virtual prayer experience.
Virtual prayer.
Experiencing God through prayer.
All righty.
Right. Just to start the week on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is prayer at 5.
All right.
It runs every morning. People start a day on a high note with God.
All right.
Then we have the third one, the Hour of Gratitude, every Saturday, every Sabbath morning, 7 a.m. until 8 a.m.
Wonderful stuff.
We testify and give glory to God.
You know, you remind me of 1 Thessalonians 5:18, pray without ceasing. You take it very seriously.
That's very powerful.
And the virtual then is that people are not meeting in a physical space.
No,
where are we finding these meeting spaces?
We have for the Saturday program and the Sunday program, it's on the SID Media pages, the YouTube and Facebook.
Okay.
And there's about 7-8 channels where these programs are being aired on.
Mm.
And then the 5 a.m. runs on the Zoom as well as the Virtual Prayer Ministry Facebook page.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. So if people want to join, then they where can they find? I hear you saying Zoom. Usually when you talk Zoom, there's logins and whatnot. How can the Facebook page, Virtual Prayer Minister, I take it that's the name?
That's the name, Virtual Prayer Minister.
So they can just join in. What if is that they can find the login if they want to come in on Zoom? Do they find the logins on the Virtual Prayer group?
We always share those details, but I can even share them now.
Marvelous. That would be really exciting if you can do that. If you just joined us, you're through to live right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media. I'm in conversation with Evangelist Itu Maboya, who is talking to us about the Virtual Prayer Ministry, having a moment to connect with God. If you want to share your thoughts, your comments, why don't you share those with us? +27 73 470 3520. That's the WhatsApp line where you can do so. Or you can share it on the platform you're watching, maybe on Facebook or on YouTube. Just drop us a comment as we are talking here. We are about to hear how you can connect with God every morning at 5 a.m. You can be in prayer with a whole lot of people, where you can also find prayer warriors praying particularly with you. You can join us every Saturday morning at 7, where you're thanking God. Or you can start the week on a high note, like the evangelist says this morning, this afternoon rather, where it's at 5 p.m. every Sunday. You can also be finding yourself in a prayer experience. We're about to hear now how you can connect with the virtual prayer experience every 5 a.m., where you can be a moment in prayer. Evangelist, you said you've got the details for Zoom?
I've got the Zoom details here. The meeting ID is 932-7536-3864.
Okay.
932-7536-3864.
One more time.
Right. The meeting ID, 932-7536-3864.
Perfect.
And the passcode. Okay. The passcode is 189-559. 189-559. And we will share this also once again on the Facebook page.
Wonderful. Does the passcode say something? You know, usually they would then say prayer or virtual or something. You didn't go that route.
No, we kept it simple.
You kept it simple. I like that. I like that. Now, you talk about this ministry, Virtual Prayer Ministry. How old has it been? I mean, how old is it now? How long has it been in existence? And what brought it into inception?
When COVID-19 hit very hard on the world and our country, and churches were shut down, the Lord gave us this vision of the Virtual Prayer Ministry.
Okay.
And when it started, actually, in 2020, we didn't even know that it was going to be called Virtual Prayer Ministry. Few of us, some of the elders, we came together. And we said, we need to do something for the Lord and for His people, especially during such a trying time. And we met every Sabbath afternoon around 3 p.m.
Okay.
And there was going to be a study, you know, and we did Daniel and Revelation.
Okay.
That's where we started. We did prophecy.
And this was on a virtual platform.
This was on YouTube, on Zoom,
and
we would put it on Facebook page.
Okay.
And we had the number of people, you know, even not of our faith, would join into that program.
Wow.
And it was so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it translated into the Sunday program. Prayer at 5 a.m. at that moment, at that time, it was not in our minds. And then we started with the Sunday programs, which gave birth, you know, to the 5 a.m. Eventually, which has, you know, grown to around 400, 450 and 500 people joining in every single morning.
Wow.
On average.
500 people.
And this is global, by the way.
So it's no longer just limited to you here and the people that you were trying to minister to, but it's now spread out across the world.
It has become an international ministry.
Wow.
Yeah, with international speakers time and again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's God's work that is spread.
Wow.
That
is marvelous. And I think when you sit today, looking back, I mean, COVID was a year of innovation, right? You had to do something different. Did you have this in mind that it would blow to this level? I mean, when you were just saying, hey, let's do something, guys, it's everything is shut down, let's just come together and pray and study. Did you have this in mind, 400, 500 people at a time?
Derek, we never thought it was going to end up this way. And I must make a comment and appreciate what the SID media has done, because when they saw the consistency of our effort in this prayer ministry, you know, they approached us and said, guys, why don't we partner
together
and take this to the next level?
Yeah.
And it has brought a serious explosion. You know, and when the Bible says in Matthew 24:14 that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations and the end shall come, and the prayer ministry is one of those tools and methods that are going to fast track the spreading and the proclamation of the good news of salvation. And from the same, I mean, talking about the proclamation of the good news, we have baptisms as a result of this ministry.
Wow.
You know, in different countries, Namibia and so forth. Even right here locally, where people, you know, just accepted the Lord because of the impact that the prayer has done into their lives.
You know, you'd think this is a testimony that would come from, no, there was this evangelistic crusade, it ran for 4 weeks and I gave my life to Christ. But you're saying just from praying.
I'm telling you.
It tells you how we underestimate the power found in prayer, doesn't it?
The power of prayer is that everybody needs prayer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether we believe in God or not,
everybody
across the rich and the poor, we need prayer. Employed, unemployed, we need prayer. In business or in not in business, we need prayer.
Hey.
And it softens the heart and it opens the heart for the good news of salvation.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. You know, when you mentioned there how everybody needs prayer, it reminded me of a story told of Sir Richard Dawkins, the acclaimed atheist, was in conversation with a Christian, and he was, you know how he always does it, bashing Christians and how they are not serious, and even the Christians don't even know half the Gospels. If you ask them to recite any verse in the Bible, majority of them can't do that. And the presenter, the one he was debating with, tongue in cheek, says to him, okay, Mr. Dawkins, if that's how you would measure someone's belief, can you tell me, you're a proponent of atheism, can you tell me the full name of the title to Sir Darwin's book? This is Richard Dawkins. Sir Darwin's book on the evolution of species.
Sure.
It's got a long title, and he tried for all he could to remember the name. Everyone just knows on the evolution of species, but he's got something much longer. And in that moment, he was heard to say, "Oh my God!" And I'm just reminded now, as you're saying that everybody needs prayer. Here he was, an atheist, but in that moment, he needed prayer and he needed assistance
from
God.
That was a prayer on its own.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
To say, God help me.
I need help right now. I want you to, maybe as we then draw to the close, Baba Maboye, touch on how prayer is such an important, perhaps one of our listeners is a Christian and perhaps they've tried prayer and it's not really working for them. Perhaps one of our listeners is not a Christian and they're thinking, talking to yourself and to an imaginary friend, this makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to somebody on how actually prayer is the secret to power, and if you're missing out on that, you're missing out on life. And if you're tapping into that, you'd actually, I mean, we were just touching on this earlier on to say prayer is like the breath of a soul. In its absence, you are starving, you're dying. Can you encourage somebody who doesn't really have that faith in prayer?
The first thing, I think that's a very beautiful and very powerful thing that you are bringing. The first thing that we need to acknowledge is that prayer is a recognition of God's power to do what we can't do for ourselves. When we pray, we're saying, I'm limited in capacity.
I can't do it alone.
I can't do this thing. But you pray because beyond yourself, there is God who can do this thing, and he can do it much better than I can do. The second thing that I want us to also acknowledge is the fact that we don't pray to God for things. We pray to God for a relationship.
I
want us to say that one more time. So prayer builds a relationship. And when there's a relationship, everything else is attracted. Because when you are in a relationship, you benefit from what the other person is able to do.
Oh, yes.
You're in the space, you're in the vicinity, you're in the environment. And that's what I want to encourage God's people to do. Stay in the vicinity of God. Stay in His presence. And prayer does exactly that. It brings us closer to God.
Amen.
One of my favorite authors says, prayer does not bring God down to us, but it brings us up to where He is. That's a privilege. And how sad that most of the people miss out on that privilege. And the reason why we miss out on the privilege of prayer and the benefits that prayer is able to offer to us is because our motives are not right. Our motives are incorrect,
twisted.
We need to correct that. Yeah. The mindset is not right, and we need God to help us. And it's all about submission. And say, you know what? I've got this challenge, but I'm going to submit to God.
Thank you so much for that. Bamaboye, we can't talk about prayer and not wrap up with that. I'm just going to give you then a minute or two to just pray for people to believe in prayer.
Right.
But also to start to really trust in prayer and to take it on as a mission for their lives, especially for our listeners, our viewers this morning, that they really take on this ministry of prayer. And also to come and join the virtual prayer ministry where prayer can be fostered and always find yourself in a place where prayer is usually made.
Absolutely.
Pray with us.
Yes, let's pray together. Our kind and loving Father God, thank you for the privilege of prayer.
Mm.
And thank you for the power that we can access through prayer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the God that we can pray to. The God who's always available, the God who's always willing to impart upon us more than what we can imagine. Father, we appreciate that we can talk about this very critically important subject.
Oh, yes.
The subject of prayer. Prayer is for everyone. Prayer, Lord, is a tool that you have given into the hands of the believers, Father, to conquer the challenges, the temptations, the trials of this world. Prayer brings revival, Heavenly Father. And without it, Father, we are doomed. Because we have no connection with the Creator. And that's what it does to us. It brings us closer to Him. It connects us with Him. When we are disconnected, it reconnects us with Him, Father.
Mm.
And it brings salvation into our lives. Father, we want to thank you for somebody out there listening to this message, listening to this interview and conversation about prayer, and they are still doubting whether prayer can do something for them. I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Amen. That to work out a miracle, Father, a miracle of transformation, a miracle of change in the attitude. Change the way they think. Change, Father, the way they look at prayer. Change the way they talk about prayer. Touch their hearts, Father, in a special way. And on the same note, Father, there's somebody out there listening, Father. They believe in prayer. But Lord, there are still challenges that are mounting up. I pray, Father, for peace in their lives in the midst of the storm. I pray for marriages that are breaking, Father. I pray for relationships that have gone sour, Father. I pray that you turn things around, Father. Turn water into wine that is so sweet, Heavenly Father, that when they taste it, Father, they will forget the sourness of their past in their lives, Father. Bless some young person out there. Bless, Heavenly Father, the leaders that are out there. Bless those that are at work, Father, facing challenges, Father, with their subordinates, Heavenly Father. Whatever issues, Father, we pray that your spirit will work right now in the name of our Lord and personal Savior. And above all, Father, we ask that you forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. Cover us, Father, with your hand. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen. Thank you so much, Baba Maboye. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. May God bless you and may He enlarge your territory and bless your ministry.
We praise the Lord. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And that's how we wrap it up right here on live. Thank you so much for joining us. Even on the stream, we want to just appreciate you. And that's how we're going to be actually wrapping up. Is it just gone 3 o'clock? We want to thank you and we say, don't go anywhere. Stay connected. Adventist World Radio, giving you nothing but the very best in Bible-based content.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.